This is an RNIB talking book.
Wurzel Gummidge by Barbara Ufen Todd.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
8208. Wurzel Gummidge by Barbara Ufen Todd. Read by Bridget Forsyth. Wurzel Gummidge may be stuffed full of straw, have a turnip head and worn-out clothes, but he's certainly no ordinary scarecrow. He's alive. When Susan and John discover him in Ten-Acre Field, they also discover that he's a very nice person, and that he can lead them into some very tricky situations.
By kind permission of the author. This book, first published in 1936 by Puffin, is copyright. The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded without fee by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England. No unauthorised broadcasting, public performance, or copying is permitted. The recording of this book was made possible by a donation from Miss Williams, the staff and pupils of Croeseru Primary School, Cumber, West Glamorgan. The book has 18 chapters, and it's read by Bridget Forsyth. Wurzel Gummidge by Barbara Ufen Todd.
Chapter 1. Probably, if it had not been for whooping cough, John and Susan would never have seen the scarecrow who stood in the middle of Ten-Acre Field. They had been sent down to the country at a time when the place was all muddy and slushy, almost empty of flowers and very full of lambs. All the excitement of being ill, meals in bed, blackcurrant jelly...